The largest Northeast collegiate esports event is coming to Albany. The Capital Region will be a destination point for gamers when Hudson Valley GamerCon 2019, an ECAC MAC-sponsored video game tournament, comes to the Albany Capital Center in March. The conference and expo will feature seating for more than 800 fans to watch the ECAC Esports Championships featuring popular games like Overwatch and League of Legends. Competitors are known as esport athletes who compete for college scholarships. ECAC CEO Dan Coonan.
We're looking to provide value for all the colleges. We've had an association with over 300 colleges in the Northeast. And this was a way, talking to presidents and vice presidents, they're looking for smart students to go into STEM subjects, and they're finding that this really resonates, and it helps as an enrollment strategy, but also it's a fun thing for them as well.
Teams from area schools will compete in the March 30th and 31st event, which will feature fan activities and vendors.
We have 16 schools that start next week with our gaming competitions. We'll have them here. We might have some others. Every week I get another call or more, or a call from a conference saying, hey, we have schools that want to be involved with you. And I, on my board at work, I've got another 50 schools that are in the process of getting this up and going. And I think in the next couple of years, you'll find almost every school will have some version of this. If it doesn't come from the top, the president saying, let's do it, it's coming from the grassroots. It's coming from students.
Officials say Hudson Valley GamerCon aims to match colleges and students with regional game developers to supply video game companies with new products and innovation. Kartik Bala is CEO of Valen Studios in Troy.
My brother and I started Vicarious Visions when we were in high school in Rochester, New York. And I came to college at RPI, and there was a RPI incubator center where we grew the studio. And in those early days, in the early 90s, I saw what was the glimpse of something revolutionary. Video game industry is $140 billion globally, you know, going to $180 billion by 2021. And so we see gamers around the planet, 2.3 billion gamers on this planet. It's incredible, and it's amazing how it brings together, you know, academic programs, STEM education, technology, as well as the artistry in making games, and makes it an important part of popular culture and entertainment.
Bala sees esports becoming more structured and grow into an Olympic-level event.
You've got ESPN who are broadcasting it on primetime. In countries in Asia, like Korea and China, it's a national sport.
He expects skyrocketing growth in North America. State Assemblywoman Pat Fahey sees esports becoming an economic driver throughout the region.
We know as we invest in our public and private institutions and invest in the future and grow this talent, we will keep the talent here with investments like the companies that are incubated here and grow here. And then thank you, so many of you who stay here.
ESPN, the magazine's next issue, will feature a professional gamer on the cover. The tournament will be held the same weekend as the NCAA Women's Basketball Regional at the Connected Times Union Center, Albany. Mayor Kathy Sheehan.
You know, this is a two-day event that is going to generate a lot of economic development just here in the city. Over those 2 days, we're projecting more than $500,000 is going to be spent in and around the city of Albany. But it is, as you've heard, about so much more than that. This is about creating that environment that will spur the growth that we've heard about, that we know we have here in our community.
There's more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.